From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, as if we didn't know, the sunspot cycle is holding firmly to its minimalist history. Over the weekend, the contestations tried to contact the planet, and the band conditions seem to have defeated the best efforts of most. The good news is that, sometime, there have been clear indications on the solar surface that the new cycle is there waiting to come into play for all the DX operators on HF. I suppose that one of the benefits of being a member of a radio club is the access to things like magazines and a library. If your municipal library is anything like mine, you're lucky to find a couple of post-war titles listed in the catalogue, and anything newer has to be brought in by interlibrary loan. But then many clubs either do not have their own club rooms or share space with other organisations, and maintaining a library is physically not an option. In the past couple of weeks, I managed to increase my library with one book from the 21st century and another from the mid-20th century. Both are related to this hobby, and one is to refresh my acquaintance with valves, and the other to update a manual from the 1970s. The good thing is that I don't have to use up any loan extensions and send them back. Thank heavens for book recyclers who sell at less than the inflated prices we're used to seeing on the auction sites. Of importance to the whole RF spectrum users is the World Radio Conference running at the moment. I've heard people declare that they're not interested in the politics of amateur radio, but it is part of the process of coordination and governance that melds and meshes all the different needs to the providers and users of the radio spectrum. The World Radio Conference is a gathering of different bodies and regulators where agreed positions are finalised in minute detail, and this includes our own amateur service. We have the people who involve themselves and represent amateur radio locally and nationally and negotiate activities from crewing the fundraising activity to sitting with the national regulator to promote the position of the hobby in matters that need definition. This is all part of the politics of amateur radio and a necessary part in amateur radio remaining viable. At times, club rivalries and personal antipathies intrude into the mix and divert talent and waste time from what should be a relaxed and enjoyable pursuit. These are the times to recall the amateur's code and practice the consideration and courtesy that is implicit in that reminder of our standards. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.